it work.
Now, just while we're talking about sums and figures and all adding up, I notice that you're looking for an administrative officer starting later this month to run for a few months, and the salary will be £17,170 per annum. You're aware of this, Mr. Khan?
Of the admin assistant, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you support the London Living Wage.
Absolutely.
Why aren't you paying it for this job?
It is, it's a short-term contract, so it's only for a few weeks.
So you support the London Living Wage?
No, they can pay living wages, £9.50. So it's the minimum, the London Living Wage is £9.50 an hour. This person will receive the London Living Wage. You mentioned a per annum figure.
I think you find £9.40, isn't it, the London Living Wage?
Yeah, it was £9.50 and it's gone up.
Yeah, so it's £9.40 an hour. If you work out the hours, this man or woman actually needs to make £18,570.
Well, I can promise you that, like all my staff who've ever worked for me, they'll get a London Living Wage.
They will get the London
Absolutely.
Living...
Absolutely. Everyone who's worked for me
I don't have
unpaid interns either, Nick. I have interns on a London Living Wage.
Okay.
In fact, a former apprentice of mine on a London Living Wage is now the manager of my office. I believe in promoting talent and rewarding those by paying them a decent wage. And as the Mayor of London, I'll be a Living Wage Mayor as well. You'll be pleased to hear.
What does that mean?
That means that if you do a hard day's work, you get a decent day's...
You're not going to take the living, just be paid the
that
living
means,
wage as Mayor, are you?
That means we're going to make sure that I use the power of the Office of Mayor, both in terms of procurement and the power of persuasion, to make sure if you do a hard day's work, you get a decent day's pay.
Your sums do seem to add up. Just last.